The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Well, good morning. I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Friday, December 10th. I want to welcome everybody to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching this show online, hit that like button and hit that share button. Don't forget to comment live during the show on all of those stations like YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and I will be glad to mention your name. As a matter of fact, hey, Robert, I want to say hi to Robert. Robert and Joe are watching right now. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And of course, Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling. You can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, so today's show, we're going to be discussing, of course, the futures update. We're going to be talking about Biden mandate. Everybody loves my Biden rants, and we're going to make sure I go off on one today. We're going to be talking about the Starbucks union. That makes me laugh every time I think about it. You could actually go to the metaverse now. I don't know if you know that. You can also order, or actually, I'm wondering if you ordered your F-150 electric truck yet. You may not be able to. We're going to talk about COVID money. We're going to be talking about Google not giving anyone a pay raise. And remember that company Evergrande? Evergrande who? And finally, we're going to be talking about no alcohol, alcohol, and then we'll be going through my picks of the day. All right, so as I mentioned yesterday and as I predicted yesterday, the market took a slight pause as it came off a great beginning of the week. In fact, yesterday, the Dow didn't even move. It was kind of weird. It ended up just basically the same. But the Nasdaq did jump down a lot, about 270 points, so that was a bit rough, and that's probably because the Treasury bond moved up, and usually when the Treasury bond moves up, the Nasdaq goes down. Anyway, but once again, today we have inflation data coming up. And look, this is going to be tricky. And it's kind of hard to predict what's going to happen, because if the inflation rate is too high, the market will basically fear the Fed raising interest rates more quickly. And of course, that's going to shock the market. On the other hand, if the inflation data shows it didn't grow too much, the market will also be shocked because of the fear of the economy slowing down. So it's not going to be great no matter what the report is. Anyway, the inflation data would have to be like in a really nice sweet spot for it to not affect the market. And I'm going to tell you that sweet spot, I don't know what it is. It's kind of a mystery. So we'll be looking for that data to come in, and I'll let you know what's going on. All right, meanwhile, in the futures, let's talk about what's happening. Right now, the Dow happens to be up 106 points, so that's pretty good. The S&P is up 17 points, and the Nasdaq is up 49.5 points. All right, I want to make a quick shout-out to Joe and Tony also online. Thank you so much for listening. And enjoy the show. All right, let's talk about Biden and his mandate. As I've said several times, Gestapo Joe wants to force all companies with 100 employees or more to get the COVID vaccine. You know, I'm telling you, it must be the senility acting up again, because Biden should know that this country has certain freedoms, including choice of health care. Only a supreme leader, not a president, would mandate such an unconstitutional requirement. This mandate by Gestapo Joe was set to use OSHA to act as Nazi soldiers to enforce the mandate, starting with fines of $13,000 per employee not vaccinated. Well, finally someone stood up and fought this idiot and his mandate and took it to the Fifth and Sixth Circuit Courts. The courts paused the mandate while Gestapo Joe and his goon squad take some time to bring it up again to the Supreme Court. So they're going to take it to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to block such a mandate and keep it from returning. So basically the Senate is saying, listen, we want to do whatever we can to make sure that this doesn't happen. Of course, the problem is that now it's going to go to the Democrats in the House. And, you know, that can't be good. We all know that the socialist fascists will not vote to uphold this block on the mandate, so it will probably die here. Anyway, the good news is that the mandate has little chance of becoming a law anyway, which means that this effort to block the mandate will have little effect anyway. I believe this is just a way for the Republicans to show their support for the Constitution and the people who want freedom of choice for this or any other vaccine. Look, you don't need to be pro or anti-vaccine to understand the freedoms this country has fought for over 250 years, and the freedom-fighting Republicans are still fighting that fight. Ooh, man. Hopefully Gestapo Joe will rescind his asinine mandate, but until then, if you are anti-vax or anti-vax mandate, keep on fighting. Don't give in. All right, let's talk about fighting and giving in. Let's talk about the Starbucks union. Look, I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of companies treating their employees well. You know, both on pay and in benefits and, you know, just treating them well, right? Just being nice to your employees, right? I'm not a big fan of unions destroying both the employee and the business owner with their totalitarianism, yeah, ways. And that's why I personally would never choose to be in a union. It's just me. I wouldn't choose to be in one. It appears that unions are now infiltrating a favorite coffee house, a local Starbucks restaurant in the Elmwood Avenue location in Buffalo. This is hysterical. Elmwood Avenue location in Buffalo. One location voted 19-8. So out of the 27 employees, they voted 19-8 in favor of unionizing under Workers United New York, a branch of the Service Employees International Union. All right, that means that these 27 employees voted on unionizing and 8 of them voted no. Okay. I already stated that I'm not a fan of unions, but come on. What do 19 out of the 27 employees expect to gain from this? Now get this. At another location, the one on Camp Road, the employees voted against the union, with 8 workers in favor and 12 opposing. Wow. One ballot was declared void, while 2 more were challenged by Starbucks or the union. Wow. The union also claimed that several submitted ballots were missing. Several submitted ballots. There's 20 employees. How many ballots could have been missing? It fascinates me. Anyway, the National Labor Relations Board is still counting votes for one other Buffalo cafe. Well, how many employees could there possibly be in this Buffalo cafe or Buffalo Starbucks that they still have to count the votes? It's insane. I just have to laugh at the stupidity and both the seriousness of it at the same time, right? If the employees at one location actually go on strike, do they think that's going to hurt the profits of Starbucks? Do they think they're going to have leverage here? Oh, yeah, I get it. It's probably the big picture. The unions are basically trying to blackmail all of us to get Starbucks to unionize. Look, for you logical thinkers out there, if you want better wages, work harder, and do more for your employee than you're being paid for, that's the way to earn more money, more respect, and, of course, better treatment. By the way, does this mean that the 8 employees who voted no will have to get a decrease in pay because they're now being forced to pay union dues? Oh, yeah. Anyway, the stupid people out there, it truly amazes me. Starbucks stock didn't even notice the silliness, and it's been hovering around 115 for a few months now. I'm going to tell you that, you know, I don't really like it as a play. I don't think it's going to move much. You know, basically, COVID annoyance is winding down, and it looks like it's already priced in, so I don't think it's going to move very much. Look, they do offer a nice dividend of about 2%, and, you know, the fact that the stock doesn't move much and the dividend could make, you know, is kind of 2%. It could make it a nice covered call play into January. I'll tell you what, that might be a play to do if you wanted to do that. Hey, I want to say hello to Tommy. Hey, thanks, Tommy. Thanks for watching. All right, let's talk about the metaverse. Well, it looks like the metaverse is here, and you can actually take a test drive. Well, actually a test walk, that is, through the beginning of what the metaverse is right now. Look, Meta, the owner of Facebook, and the soon-to-be owner of the metaverse, is going to control your whole life. Oh, wait, that's not what this discussion is about. But Meta is now letting you take a test walk through the metaverse. All you need is a pair of Oculus 3D glasses. And the walkthrough will be in what they're calling the Horizon World. This is their virtual reality world of basically avatars. So if you're in the United States or in Canada and you're 18 years or older, you can try it out. You know, in October, Facebook said it's going to spend about $10 billion over the next year developing techniques or technologies to build the metaverse. This is going to be huge. I'm telling you right now, the metaverse is going to be huge. And I'm actually thinking about ordering my Oculus because I'd like to try it. Hey, you know what? Let's do it. Hey, Alexa, order me an Oculus headset. Anyway, I just ordered an Oculus headset for everybody who's listening. Facebook stock has been moving up since it hit its low for the quarter at about 305 last week, and now it's about 350, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to continue to move back up above 350. Facebook will be a $500 stock, and if you're a stock buyer and you'd like to buy and hold, definitely get in and hold on to it and do nothing. You know, it's definitely going to hit crazy times like Tesla did. Look, just remember that Tesla deals in reality and Meta deals in virtual reality. Who do you think's going to win? Guess what? Virtual reality is definitely going to win that. So they will definitely be the ones and they'll be the player. Hey, let's talk real quick about the Ford F-150. Ford is quickly becoming a leader in automotive sales for the first time in decades. Man, they've announced that the F-150 Lightning truck, which is a fully electric F-150, if you're an F-150 fan, you know what I'm talking about. In a recent interview, Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, said, "We had to stop reservations. They can't take any more deposits on this because they got so many. We stopped at 200,000, and those are the orders, hard orders. So basically, it's 200,000 ordered them, and they can't even make any more, right? It's hard to imagine, in my opinion, it's hard to imagine that Ford finally is recovering from having its stock beaten down year after year. Actually, it was as low as 5 during the beginning of the scamdemic. It closed yesterday just under 20, and it's broken 20 a few days ago. The company still has a relatively low price-earnings ratio of about 27, and it's paying a dividend of 2%. Look, if I hadn't been burned in this stock so many times, I probably would say it was a good play. You know, it might just be a good covered call, but I'm going to pass because I don't know. It just still stings. So let's get back. Let's get back in a minute, and we will talk about some COVID money.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and I'm laughing because I'm looking at the comments coming in from Facebook. It looks like I've ordered a couple of Oculuses for some people on their Alexas. All right, let's talk about some COVID money. So during the scamdemic and government overreach, the government, in order to form a more perfect socialist union, allocated $4.5 trillion deemed as relief. Roughly $1 trillion of the funds have not been used this time. So $1 trillion of the funds have not been used. Anyway, you may have taken advantage of PPP loans or the economic disaster loans that the Small Business Administration was offering businesses, and you may have been some of the people who received the various stimulus payment checks. And of course, there was the added unemployment benefit checks, which kept people from working because they made more money staying home than actually working. But when I think about the fact that the price tag on the COVID relief fund was $4.5 trillion, and you compare that to the $3 trillion infrastructure bill, it kind of makes me scratch my head about where all this money is going to actually come from. Anyway, it would appear that most of the unspent money in the COVID money, or the COVID bills, was, believe it or not, unspent on education and healthcare. I don't get it. Basically, it looks like the usual pigs are so full that they can't even eat everything at the trough. The healthcare portion is set aside for COVID testing, so that might be part of it too. I remember last year we were teaching the students at Avesta Schooling how to obtain funds from the government, and you know, they were offering small business owners a loan, and these were all the things that we were teaching at the time, and it was great to learn because a lot of people got some money from it. All right, so far we've been talking about some great stuff. We've been talking about the fact that the futures, let me talk about that real quick. I want to get back to the futures real quick. We've been talking about the futures are up about 96 right now. The S&P is up about 15, and of course the NASDAQ is up about 39, which looks like it might be a good day, but we have to see because the inflation numbers are going to be coming in soon. We talked about Gestapo Joe and his Biden and his mandate, his vaccine mandate. We talked about how silly Starbucks unionizing is, and we talked about ordering an Oculus from Alexa, order an Oculus, and then you can go to the Metaverse. And of course, we talked about Ford being having to stop their orders. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some other really cool stuff. So here we go. Hey, by the way, did you guys share this yet? Share it. I see all you guys watching. Share this, please. Let's talk about Google and their pay raises. Hey, Google, look up pay raises for Google. Sorry, no pay raises for Google. I didn't send anything like Google, did I? Anyway. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, has no plans to adjust their payroll for inflation. Wow. Isn't that interesting? In my opinion, this is how a company should operate. You don't just get a pay raise for adjusting in inflation. You adjust your pay for services. You know, this is the hardest thing for the average person to understand. If you really want to know how much you're worth being paid, look at your paycheck. That's the exact amount you're worth being paid. Anyway, Google told their employees this news. Basically, they told him in an all-hands meeting. And the question was actually brought up by a couple of employees and saying, hey, inflation is going up 7%. Are we going to get a raise? And everyone said no. I will tell you that it was interesting that the stock was not affected whatsoever. Duh. And it's still hovering around 3,000 right now. And, you know, it's an interesting play. It's not my favorite play because it's really too expensive for me. But I've been saying that since it hit 1,000. That it's been too expensive. So I don't know. Maybe it was a good play and maybe I should get into it. I don't know. But there's so many other stocks out there that are lower priced that are also great. In fact, Meta, we talked about that before, is also a great stock. And we're going to be talking about some other stock picks as we get into this. Hey, do you remember Evergrande? You know, the Chinese real estate company? Well, it was in the news about 3 months ago. And it was the so-called reason the stock market dropped a few hundred points one day back then. Evergrande is the largest real estate holder in China, and it was going into default on their bonds, and the world panicked. Look, the stock market crashed that day, and everyone thought it was going to be 2008 all over again. Here it comes, they said. Here it comes again. Well, Evergrande just defaulted again for the third time. But here's interesting. This time, there's nothing but crickets. In fact, to find an article on this, I had to search down to look for it. So there really wasn't anything going on with this. So it's basically becoming a non-event. You know, I've seen this several times in the stock market in all the years I've been investing, and I've seen issues like defaults, scares like COVID, fears of market crashes, and even debt ceiling, or as it was called a few years ago, financial cliffs, and none of it is real. Just look at each one of these events as a great buying opportunity, like the one we just had, you know, the moronic thing that was just, you know, the Omicron thing. Yeah, ridiculous, right? All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Jose and Luis. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. And keep watching, guys. All right. Hey, let's talk about no alcohol drinks. Well, according to Jimmy Buffett, it must be 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, that might not be so relevant anymore because apparently Americans are choosing, believe it or not, non-alcoholic drinks to celebrate or unwind with. And this has basically been happening for the last few years. The market for non-alcoholic or alcohol-like drinks is heating up. And there are fake alcohol like gin and fake alcohol like tequila and vodka and rum. And there's a new startup company actually called CleanCo. So if you guys want to look into this, that's kind of cool too. But this company is called CleanCo and it's launched to serve the growing demand. I did go to their website. I was curious. And I found bottles, like they have the bottles that look fancy like some of the real alcohol bottles. You know, the most interesting part of it basically is that the average drink and the average bottle is about the same price or even sometimes higher than its alcohol comparative. It's kind of interesting, but I'm going to check it out one day. And you know, if I'm the designated driver, I might actually take a look and drink it, but I'm going to take a break right now and I'm going to take a drink. I'm thinking about the fake gin. That might be it. See you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus, and so far we've been discussing the futures update, and they're still up. They're up about 98. The S&P is up 15.75, and the NASDAQ is right around up 40 points, and that's kind of cool too. But we're waiting for the inflation data because that's going to make a big difference. We talked about, of course, the fact that Biden and his unconstitutional mandate may never become law. That'd be great. We talked about the silliness of one Starbucks location going union. And we talked about the fact that you can go to the metaverse right now if you ordered your Oculus. We also wondered if you ordered your F-150 because your F-150, if you want the electric F-150, you can't order them anymore. We also talked about COVID money and the fact that there was a bunch of money still not being used, $1 trillion still not being used in COVID money. And we talked about Google not raising their pay and Evergrande, basically, who knows, Evergrande, nothing really happening. And, of course, the fact that there's no alcohol coming out. All right. By the way, I just noticed, I looked up, Tommy said that he really did order the Oculus headset. So he'd been wanting to buy one, and I just set it in motion. So basically, because I told Alexa to order it for him, he now has one. That's pretty funny, actually. It's actually pretty exciting. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking about today's picks and plays. But did you hit the like button? Come on, Tommy, hit that like button, hit that share button. Everybody online watching, let everybody know what great stock plays are coming up by sharing this information. And you could share it on your page and also share it in groups that you feel might benefit from great stock plays. Of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel. It's the only show that has anything interesting on it anyway. And you can watch and you can listen, I'm sorry, every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about some of the tips for the day and what's going to go on. Look, the market kind of took a breather yesterday, and you know, I kind of expected it. You know, you should note that the Dow right now is up about 1,000 points since the beginning of the week and since closing last Friday, and it's up about 1,700 points from the recent bottom last week. Look, we're looking at the Santa Claus rally as we head into next week. It may be a good thing, right? So I'm personally looking for the travel stock rally. I've been saying this over and over and over and over again. This is the first time I'm all in on one sector. I really believe the travel industry is going to bounce back with very, very strong, actually really strong, into January and February. Look, the Omicron nonsense is being ignored by Wall Street, and it appears to be being ignored by Main Street. Well, you might not know that if you go into some of the stores where you see everybody still wearing their silly masks, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I believe, of course, it's going to pop. The travel industry is going to pop, and look, the one thing I can tell you is everybody out there, stop wearing that stupid mask already. It's useless. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything. Just stop wearing it. Man. All right. Yesterday, also, Tesla fell about 6% as Elon Musk sold more shares. Yeah, I don't know. Is he still going to use that money to feed the poor? Did you guys ever see that conversation on Twitter where somebody challenged him to take 20% of his worth and feed the poor? And he said, show me how and I'll do it. Well, anyway, we'll see. We also saw CVS Pharmacy move up as it issued new guidance saying they're going to do better than expected. That's another thing that always makes me kind of curious, right? How does a company just say, hey, listen, we're going to do better than we said we were going to do, and that makes your stock go up? Isn't that insider trading? All right. Anyway, Apple also, this is really weird. Apple won the appeal by keeping the companies who list apps on their website from being allowed to sell outside the App Store. I did a report on this a couple of weeks ago, and it's basically what's happening with Apple is, as you know, they want to be able to limit the fact that you can't sell other apps outside the App Store. We'll get into that another time, but I'm just surprised. Hey, look, I also want to remind everybody that I have a new book coming out. Hey, the book is called Money Hacks, and the subtitle is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. I want you to look for this book. I think you can actually pre-order it right now. You can pre-order it at barnesandnoble.com, and I promise you it's a really good book. You know how I know it's a really good book? Because I wrote it. Hey, and if you don't know who I am, I'm Larry Steinhaus. I'm genius. Yeah, all right. I'm definitely a legend in my own mind. What can I tell you? All right, crypto is moving down as Bitcoin is hovering around 48,000. Actually, I think it moved back up to 49,000. And Ethereum is hovering about 4,100. And it looks like, once again, the entire crypto market is stalling. Now, I've noticed this in the past. When crypto stalls, it kind of gets ready for a big pop. Look, I don't know. I think crypto has been overbought for a really long time. But who knows? Every time I say that, it goes up, so it may go up. You know, I have a couple of little plays in this just for fun. But who knows? It might be fun. Hey, I want to thank Tommy. He said he just ordered the book. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. All right, gold and silver are also settling into a range. And, you know, I don't think much is going to happen with this. But, again, the inflation data is going to be key today. Treasury bond also moved up on the inflation worries. And remember that when the Treasury bond moves up, tech stocks often move down. So you want to watch for that. So as they start to move up, tech stocks will also start to move down. Hey, once again, if you are listening on WWDB, I want you to tell you, set that preset. Let everybody know that you are a big fan of Larry Steinhaus and the Money Chat Now show. And if you see me driving around in my car, by the way, for you guys who don't know, my car actually has Brandon on it. It says, Let's Go Brandon. So if you guys don't know what that is, I can't tell you because, you know, the people at WWDB will get mad at me. All right. I also want to thank you for everybody for your continued support. And if you're online watching on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, I also want to thank you. And of course, don't forget to share it. Don't forget to like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And of course, like the YouTube channel. And hey, did you hit that share button? Go hit that share button. And from time to time, as you know, I own some of the assets and options discussed in the show. The opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. In fact, some people have asked me not to discuss them. All right, I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a great profitable day. And don't forget to make money today. See you guys.